There's a small circle of cities in the heart of Trampolo County, Independence, Whitehall, Blair, and Arcadia. In the last few years, these cities have been growing, but that growth doesn't have anything to do with population. Instead, they've stretched their boundaries, sometimes with miles-long, skinny strips, to reach industrial frac sand mines. There have been 7 frac sand annexations in the area, each one taking land and tax base from local towns. But Town of Lincoln Board Chair Jack Spierstra says that isn't the worst part.
It's chaotic, having boundaries all over the place. You go drive from a town road to a city street, back to a town road, all in a quarter of a mile. Kind of difficult from addressing for 911, for example. Difficult for the tax lister to really understand where he's at with, you know, who's paying taxes where, where's your voting districts.
The reason these cities are going out of their way to annex frac sand mines is simple. Money. Companies like High Crush Proppants, Superior Silica Sands, and Preferred Sands have promised millions in order to get more favorable regulations than Trampolo County's mining ordinance. County Land Management Director Kevin Leon calls it pay to play and says the annexations are stretching the limits of the law.
Each one of these, when you look at them at face value, you would never imagine that they would get off the ground, but they have. And I don't know where the limitations would be. One would think at some point it's unfeasible, but when you get beyond a mile and a half out and still make that happen, I don't know at what point it's unfeasible, I guess then.
But what makes an annexation legal or illegal is largely up to interpretation. According to state law, annexations must be contiguous, but there isn't a legal definition of what that means. Instead, the courts have a test for cities called the rule of reason. It states annexations cannot be arbitrary. There has to be a need for the city to annex and for the property to be annexed. But what is arbitrary anyway? It depends who you ask. A lawsuit in Trampolo County Circuit Court is testing the rule right now. The towns of Lincoln and Burnside sued the City of Independence for annexing a thin strip of land through their towns to get at a proposed frac sand mine more than a mile and a half away from the city. But Wisconsin Towns Association Executive Director Mike Colas says defining the state's annexation law shouldn't be left to expensive lawsuits towns can't afford. He says state lawmakers should step up.
We want to start to define in the statutes what exactly contiguous means and really codify that rule of reason in statutes so that we don't have these lawsuits that are necessary in cities and villages.
And until the law is defined, Colas says the annexations in Trampolo County are setting a dangerous precedent. He says residents are losing their voice in how frac sand mines are regulated.
I think this is really anti-democratic, anti-representative democracy, and quite frankly, anti-American. I mean, we have residents in towns and counties who are now removed from the political process. They have no ability to elect the city alderman or the village trustees, and yet they are the people who are making recommendations and decisions in these people's backyard.
Democratic State Senator Kathleen Vinehout is working with Republican colleagues on a bill that would clarify the state's annexation law. It's yet to be introduced in the legislature, and it's unclear whether it would make it to the governor's desk. Rich Kramer, Wisconsin Public Radio.